You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back, everybody. And welcome if you're just joining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is what I'm going to call Let Them Eat Cake Monday. The Great Gatsby Go Kick Rocks Monday. It is the Donald Trump fiddling while America goes hungry Monday. All of these things are true in literal form. So we talked about the Gatsby party that Donald Trump had on Saturday. You have to really not care at all about regular Americans to do something that callous, that cruel. So let me just briefly delve into the Marie Antoinette of all of this stuff. And then I want to take some callers. We're going to get into some of the sound of Republicans legitimately saying the quiet part out loud, that this is basically all about protecting their donor class. That is all it's ever been about. It's about giving themselves tax breaks and their billionaire donors and mega corporations. Maybe a little pay to play thrown in there. Marie Antoinette, I'm going to have to give credit where it's due here. This is Mark from Prairie du Sac reminded me of this. Let them eat cake, frequently attributed to Marie Antoinette. It means, you know, let the poor eat the scraps. But the translation that this came from in the French literally referred to spillover. And when things are baked in an oven and scraps that they referred to as cake back in those times. And you can't make this up. It's all over social media. Some hardcore MAGA social media influencer on social media said, the point of SNAP is to ensure people don't starve to death. That's it. Even if we agree that that's a worthwhile goal, which I guess she doesn't, it can be achieved with Nutrilof. Nutrilof provides the correct incentives. You won't starve and you'll be motivated to earn enough money to eat real food again. Literally, let them eat Nutrilof. That's where I'm no longer going to say let them eat cake. Let them eat Nutrilof. If you have not ever come across this in your lifetime, if you have never heard this word before, count yourself amongst the fortunate. It is worse than dog food. I would rather, frankly, eat the food that I have served to my dog, granted, my spoiler, it's very good food, than eat Nutrilof. People have gone on hunger strikes because they can't eat this stuff. It is literally as if you took whatever leftovers you had laying around after everyone has eaten, put them through a blender, let them sit around for a few days, and then molded them into cake-like patties and served them to people. So legitimately, let them eat Nutrilof. All very on brand. Also want to say, I did give CJ a crack at just, you know, talking to me about the optics of the Great Gatsby party. He did respond on text message. It gets better for us each day, CJ has claimed that Senator Schumer said. How about those optics? I think that's an incredibly distasteful thing to say. I think it's not appropriate from the leader of Democrats in the House. Mike Johnson has said far worse. Donald Trump has said far worse. And at least I can admit that what Chuck Schumer said was distasteful and inappropriate. CJ, can you admit any one thing that Donald Trump has done or said in the last 9 months that you think is objectionable, that is isn't really becoming of the U.S. presidency? I want you to name me one thing to Mark from Sussex or CJ from Stoughton. I want one thing that he has said or done that you think is inappropriate, not good. So there's my challenge. Let's see if it's accepted. Let's go to the phones. Charles from Milwaukee, thank you for your patience, sir. What you got for us on this? Let them eat Nutrilof Monday.
Good evening, Maggie. You know, I'll keep repeating it. The Republican Party controls the House, the Senate, and the White House. They don't need a single Democratic politician to vote on passing the bill. John Thune can go in there right now, blow up the filibuster. They have 53 plus J.D. Vance, 54 votes. They can get it through, but they don't want to because they, John Thune knows if I listen to the president and I blow up the filibuster and we pass this bill, we're going to get blamed for people losing health care and health care rises going up. They still can't believe that it's been over 30 days and the Democratic Party has not caved. And that's what they've been hoping for. And I know it sucks for people, especially if you have nothing, but the Democratic Party got to stand strong and stop allowing the Republicans to slap them in the face and act like everything is A-okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot to behold on an ongoing, what fresh hell is this, sort of daily basis. Charles, thanks so much for your call. Michelle from Milwaukee, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show. What you got for us?
I just one category that you did leave out as far as people on food stamps are the seniors, or people
yes,
who
ma'am.
Are retired. And that's
yes, ma'am.
Me. I've been retired for a couple of years now. The week I retired, my food stamps went from $281 to $72. There was a short time that I wasn't working before I retired. Otherwise, I have worked my entire life since I was 17 years old and still in high school. And I want to tell you, I went to the food pantry today. The shelves were basically bare. There was practically nothing on the shelves. So I came home and I called another food pantry and I got a recording that they're closed and have been closed since the 30th because they have no food to put on the shelf and they won't be open again till November 7th or 8th, but I didn't get a time. That's what's going on right now. I don't make it from month to month, and after rent and the bills, I spend all my money on food as it is and I still run out before my next check. So us seniors who have worked all of our lives and get a pittance from Social Security are also in that boat, not just children who I feel desperately, you know, sorry for. But they're not alone. Us seniors are also affected. And the food pantries are bare. So I don't know what we're supposed to do or what I'm supposed to do.
Michelle, thank you so much for reminding me of that and calling and sharing your story. There will be, and Jacob, I'm going to ask you to provide to Michelle some of the additional food banks that are in the Milwaukee area. Michelle, if you haven't hit up Hunger Task Force, the Salvation Army, the House of Peace, Nourish MKE, those are all resources. You can also go to, there's a website, Michelle. It is foodfinder.us. That's foodfinder.us, and you can put in your zip code, Michelle, and it will help you find food pantries or places that maybe churches that are helping to give out food, and a lot of places are doing this right now, don't usually do it, but you can put in your zip code for a place that might be close to you as well. And
now,
after
go
ahead, ma'am.
I'm sorry. That's one thing. I have a list of food pantries, and only two allow my zip code. So I don't know if now with no one getting their food stamps, is that open up to any zip code?
I would absolutely use that foodfinder.us, and I would absolutely call those pantries and ask them that question. And if you haven't found something by tomorrow, Michelle, you call us back here and I will make sure that you find a place to get food, Michelle. I promise you that. Okay.
Okay, because I'm hurting right now.
I hear you, friend.
I know.
Yes, but you are now Michelle from Milwaukee to me, Maggie from Milwaukee. And if you cannot find a place, again, you can check out Food Finder. All of these locations that I just listed out, Jacob's got them. He can read them back to you after we have to disconnect here on the air. But if you do not have a place to get food tomorrow, Michelle, you call me back and I give you my personal promise that I will help you find a place to put food in your belly.
I will do that, Maggie. Thank you. One thing I wanted to say, and I wanted to say for a long time, but I've never called. You have the best bumper music of anyone on the air.
Yes, Michelle. Yes, Michelle.
I love your bumper music.
We work on it here on the show. I really appreciate that. Thank you for sharing your story and some joy with me. Find those moments and call me back tomorrow, Michelle. You are going to be fed. I'm going to make sure. That's my personal promise to Michelle. Join us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Troy from Mount Horeb, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
That was hard to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pain of people. You know, it's hard to hear the personal stories like that. Who said that about the Neutraloaf?
It's a conservative MAGA supporter online. Oh, okay. Hang on, I'm gonna look up her name again. I don't want to get, frankly.
Sorry, I missed it.
I'll have Jacob tell you offline because I literally don't want to give her social media accounts any bump. You know what I mean?
I get that 100%. I worked in the prisons for 18 years. And we used to give
Neutraloaf. So you know what Neutraloaf is.
Yeah, and we used to give Neutraloaf to people in SEG that we had to take away their food trays from because they'd throw it at us or something. So, yeah, it's despicable to say that about people who, we shouldn't be doing it in the prison systems, but definitely to say that about people who are just living their lives and haven't done anything wrong. That's despicable.
It is despicable. There's no other word for it than that. Thanks so much, Troy. It's inedible in my capacity and my last job as corporation counsel for Milwaukee County. I tried it because that is on occasion, and sometimes frequently, what we have served folks that are incarcerated at the Milwaukee County Jail, which, by the way, is a huge proportion of people that have yet to be convicted but cannot pay for cash bail. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We got a full rack of folks on the line. Carmela's up next. We got Ollie from the Northwoods, Jeannie from Eau Claire, Jack from Merrimack, and you can get in on this action. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. When we come back, we're going to go back to the phones. I'm deeming this not just Sound Off Monday, but it is Let Them Eat Cake or Neutraloaf Monday. It is Great Gatsby. What's wrong with a little bit of a party? Great Gatsby Monday. It is Fiddling While America Goes Hungry, courtesy of the MAGA movement. This discussion continues on the other side with your stories. You matter. And I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to go to the phones in just a minute, but I do want to share some breaking news with everyone. Remember that at least in part on the House side, Mike Johnson is giving House Republicans one of the longest vacations in recent memory while they collect their paychecks and other federal employees do not. And while they enjoy Cadillac low-cost healthcare, literally on demand, whenever they want, concierge medicine at an incredibly low cost, as millions of Americans stare down the double barrel of not only perhaps their SNAP benefit card not getting reloaded, but an explosion in healthcare premiums for many, placing healthcare simply into the unaffordability range. Why isn't Mike Johnson bringing the House back? Why aren't they just doing anything? Even if they were adopting a new CR every day, At least they'd be doing something. At least they'd look like they're working. But that's not what's happening, is it? Not at all. And we had a reminder earlier today about why, and that's about the Epstein files. But what was just breaking was news about what I always thought was the strongest criminal case against Donald Trump. And that was the I'll keep our nation's top secret war plans in my gilded golden bathroom, even though I've been asked for them back really nicely for about a year and a half by the National Archives, the FBI, and the DOJ, because those aren't my personal property. Yeah, the Mar-a-Lago documents case. Remember, there's been this longstanding request to lift her order, to lift Judge Eileen Cannon's order, blocking full disclosure of ex-special counsel Jack Smith's report on the investigations into President Trump. And she's just been sitting on it and sitting on it and sitting on it and sitting on it and sitting on it. Now, a federal appeals court today has found that U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon has engaged in undue delay and has given her 60 days to act on the motion to release those reports. Boy, that might make some for some interesting reading, wouldn't it? I would think so. Let's go back to the phones, folks. We're going to get each and every one of you in, and then I am going to play some of the sounds of the MAGA movement, you know, saying the quiet part out loud. Ollie from the Northwoods, thanks so much for your patience. What you got for us?
Oh, I just wanted to let that lady know that if I lived by her, I would give her whatever I had. We knew hunger when we were kids. My mom was in the hospital for a year with cancer when my dad was in the Army. And my sister and I would share each have a half a peanut butter sandwich for lunch. And that's all we had for the day. And now I eat one meal a day. But I do this out of respect for our country. If that's what I get, then I am happy to have that. And I want CJ to know that if he would watch some of Bernie Sanders' town halls, he would realize that Bernie went to red states too, and those people are hurting just as bad and have the same concerns that the blue state people do. We are all in this together, and Trump is hurting us all.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Ollie. Here, the reality, folks, is that hunger knows no race and it knows no political party. Our need for health care is universal. Every single one of us needs health care. And so if you truly care about public health and wellness, why would you be arguing about the SNAP benefits right now? Why would you not be doing everything you can as a government to make sure people don't go hungry? Tell me about system reforms later. Why would you not be convening leadership of the House and Senate to meet with Democrats to find a way forward so that people don't lose health care? But that's not what's happening. Because don't listen to what they say, watch what they do. There's a pretty simple demand on the table from Democrats. Fund the ACA subsidies, we'll sign the continuing resolution. And the Republican response is this: no, no, I won't do it. I won't, no, no. It's like arguing with a toddler. I have a proposal. Give me a counter proposal. No, you just agree to what I want to do, and that's it. Last time I checked, that's not how government works. Of course, they could just shove it down Democrats' throats by ending the filibuster, but they won't do that either. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you're next. What you got for us this afternoon?
Wow.
my heart goes out to Ali. And, you know, I am just sickened, you know, by this abhorrent, barbaric, abusive behaviors demonstrated by Donald Trump. This is my opinion. This is the way I feel. This is what I see. And though his administration, the way they're going after people, it's abuse of the people of the United States of America. And they're right now are derelict in their duty, and they all need to get their butts back to work.
Yes, we got to leave it there, Jeannie. Get your butt back to work. Just go back to Washington, D.C. Sit down at a negotiating table and stop lying to the American people, because some people are, in fact, it turns out, dupes. Don't worry, I do the research for you here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. We're in the last half hour of this Monday Sound Off. You can talk about anything you want, but of particular interest to most of us this Monday is what I am calling Let Them Eat Neutral Loaf Monday. Trump fiddling while Americans go hungry. Or more broadly, while America burns, since, you know, he basically told big oil, if you give me a ton of money for my campaign, I'll tell the EPA to just lay off. And that's happening. Or it could also be a little party, never killed nobody Monday, in honor of Donald Trump's tasteless, classless, debased Great Gatsby party held over the weekend while Americans worried about having enough food to eat. Join us 855-752-4842. There's an interesting microcosm of what's going on right now happening in the New Jersey gubernatorial race. The last poll by Quinnipiac shows that Mickey Sherrill, the Democrat, is leading by nose the Republican candidate Ciattarelli. So I went and I found some sound of Ciattarelli basically endorsing the Let Them Eat Nutri-Loaf, Great Gatsby, Fiddle While Rome Burns philosophy of the modern MAGA movement. Jacob, this is going to be cut 96.
Taxes are on the table, but I'd be careful of millionaire taxes. They're employing us.
So new taxes are on the table in New Jersey in your administration?
Well, you have to look at it. You have to look at the whole thing. But what I'm saying is millionaires, we can't just beat up the millionaires. The millionaires many times are our employers. They're employing us.
What about the billionaire? Literally this idea that, like, oh my, you can't even have a discussion about increasing revenues. I always love me a good deficit hawk. Like, where is the discussion about government revenues? And you would think that a party that's truly populist might say, you know, people that achieve millionaire status, which is, that's what a lot of folks think is necessary to get through retirement with some dignity. But we should be able to talk about trust fund babies and billionaires and taxes on those folks. But that never comes up. And check out this even bigger whopper from this guy. This one I had to go back into the vault to find, but this is current New Jersey gubernatorial Republican MAGA candidate back in 2016. Take a listen to this.
Benefits reform for public workers. No post-retirement health care benefit if pension plus Social Security exceeds $50,000 a year. 401k plan for all those with less than 10 years in the system and all new hires. Cadillac health insurance plans, as defined and discouraged by Obamacare, a Democratic president, are discontinued.
I just want to, those are his policy platforms. Do you think he's told Congress that he wants to get rid of those pesky government Cadillac health plans? Did you catch the limits on the Social Security plus pension cannot exceed $50,000 or we cut off your healthcare benefits for government employee, public servant retirees? I'm sure he means except for former senators and congresspeople. That's who's polling at 43% in New Jersey's governor's race? I mean, come on now. And if any of this you doubt that this is what the MAGA movement thinks, I thought I would also share with you Charlie Kirk saying taxing rich people is a sin. Take a listen to this one.
Saying we're going to just raise tax on the billionaires, that statement, you just violated two out of the Ten Commandments.
That's not true.
Thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not covet. We're going to go take
stealing?
Other people's money.
How is that stealing?
Because it's their money.
We live in a society that is run by taxes. How is that stealing?
Well, taxations are a form of theft, definitionally, because it's not the government's money. It is private property that you earn when the government extracts it by force.
Someone breaks into your house, you call the police. When you have a fire, you call the fire.
This is hilarious because there is this subset of folks. They call themselves sovereign citizens. They declare themselves unto themselves a country, and therefore the United States cannot, nor any state thereof, nor any local jurisdiction, can of course never tax them. By the way, Mark 12:17, then Jesus said to them, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. That's an interesting one, isn't it? I don't remember Jesus saying, accumulate as much as you can and give none of it to anybody ever. And by gosh darn it, decimate government programs that feed the hungry. I forget that. Kevin on the text line says this, billionaires want to set up company towns again. And if enough people are starving, they will find residents willing to live in them. Yeah, that's being done in various communities across the country. Also, explicitly white, ethno-nationalist, Christian, far-right communities filled with trad wives who want to stay at home. Nothing wrong with being a stay-at-home mom, but creating communities that exclude people that don't fit that model is deeply flawed and concerning, I would say. Jack from Merrimack, thank you for your patience, sir. Always nice to see you on my caller list. What you got for us this afternoon?
Oh, boy, where do I start?
Right?
The incredible hypocrisy that we keep hearing and the lies. You took some of my thunder because I was going to say the major thing, in my opinion, that does not get enough press is you cannot reopen the government with one of the two branches of Congress in recess. They have to vote on this stuff, too. that's the first thing. But the second thing, and I think this is something people really have to understand. What we have now is a totalitarian from the legislative to the administrative to the upper judicial branch government that's an authoritarian government. And it's not an accident that they want to cut off SNAP benefits. This is the whole idea. Pain is the purpose. And the idea is this, we can do this, and we're not even doing anything.
We're not right.
actively doing anything. Think what we can do to you if we decide we don't like what you're doing or saying. Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah.
End of rant.
I hear you, Jack. It's a dangerous time when I find it challenging on this program to have conservatives grant even the small to say, yep, I can see that that's a legitimate criticism of Donald Trump. Some do, but they're very few and far between. And when we lose the ability to criticize, quote, our own team, if you're into politics and you think of yourself as very Democratic or very Republican or very libertarian or whatever it is, if you cannot even countenance the most, I would say, objective and you know, it's my critique today on Great Gatsby Monday, on Let Them Eat Neutral Loaf Monday, on Fiddling While Rome Burns Monday, is it was the biggest expression of terrible poor taste for Donald Trump to have a party celebrating a book with a theme that was basically about accumulate all the wealth that you possibly can and screw everybody else. That's in bad taste when Americans are worried about having enough food to eat. And I couldn't even get a conservative caller today to just say, yeah, that's probably in bad taste. If we can't even do that, if we can't even say this is in poor taste, or the AI-generated meme of him flying a fighter jet with a crown on and pooping on America, that should not be okay for a president. We can't even agree on that. Then it's not a dialogue, right? Like, that's not a dialogue. And the same thing I think we're seeing play out in Washington, D.C. My failure to be able to, or I'll put it this way, CJ's failure to be able to talk to me about the topic I've designated on my radio show and even admit the tiniest thing that's wrong with Donald Trump or that he's done wrong or said wrong is just like the temper tantrum by the MAGAs on Capitol Hill. Oh, we stripped this subsidy away from tens of millions of Americans that's going to make healthcare more affordable, lead to a healthcare potential death spiral that'll hurt us all. We know that all of the objective research says that when you have either single-payer healthcare or Romney care like they had in Massachusetts, it ends up lowering premiums even for those who get their health insurance through their employers. In other words, it's objectively good for everybody. It objectively is more efficient. People need healthcare. There's not a debate there. And yet, they created the problem. They refused to negotiate or even be in the same city with Democrats. And yet this is supposed to be Democrats' fault because Democrats won't just lay down and agree with anything and everything that Republicans say. That's not government. Right? That is not government. That is a dictatorship where you impose your will on everybody, regardless of whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing, regardless of whether or not it's more efficient or effective. You just do it because you can. It's not a discussion. It's not a debate, and it ain't government. My rant's now over. Joe from Madison, welcome to the show. What you got for us this week, this afternoon, excuse me?
Well, let me pick up the relay baton and charge forth if I can here. I just want to do a little math, not brilliant at math, but boy, I found the headlines that said that they were going to have SNAP benefits at half of what they were. Okay, let us put this number at the head of the discussion. We're giving Argentina $40 billion, not million, billion dollars. If you're looking at SNAP benefits, it rounds out to approximately $350 a month for a family of two kids, two people in the husband and wife, whatever, $350 a month or $80 a week. We're going to do half of that a week? We're going to do half of that a week? What are you going to buy in a household with two kids, two parents? They also mentioned that in most SNAP households, there is at least a child, a disabled person, or an elderly person. Now, are they supposed to run out and work? I mean, come on now, and especially do hang on to the fact of $40 billion we're giving to Argentina, and our dear congresspeople have a per diem of $79 a day, very close to $80 that people were getting per week. How about they cut their per diem in half? There's a thought,
Yeah, let's start with Congress has to give up their Cadillac, super cheap, on-demand health care, and they give up their...
Yeah.
$80 a day per diem. Excellent ideas, Joe. We're going to round out this conversation on the other side. Got a great text from Jim in Appleton I want to read out. You can join us for the last segment of the day, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. More coming up next. And I've got some more sound that's going to make you go,
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. We are in our last segment of the day. So if you'd like to get your last 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarters worth in, now is your chance. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I've been trying to call out one of my conservative friends all afternoon long to text me one thing that he disagrees with Trump about, or one thing that Donald Trump has done that he thinks was not a great idea. And I have yet to get a response. It's fascinating, isn't it? But on this, what I'm going to call Let Them Eat Nutrilove Monday, the Great Gatsby Monday, Donald Trump fiddling while America burns and Americans go hungry, I wanted to remind everyone that Donald Trump's family's net worth has gone up billions. He is monetizing the U.S. presidency, something that's supposed to be illegal. And one of the people that he decided to pardon is a cryptocurrency billionaire that his family is in business with. Okay? Who indirectly through his mom gave millions for the inauguration. But this guy is a convicted, admitted to these crimes, fraudster. And Trump pardoned him. Why? That'd be weird, wouldn't it, for a president to pardon a convicted fraudster that his family happens to be in the cryptocurrency business with? That's weird. I'm sure no one would have anything to say about this if Joe Biden did that. Or Barack Obama. And Donald Trump was asked about it on 60 Minutes this past weekend. Now, here's the interesting thing. When he was pressed about it, and he responded to being pressed about whether or not it smacks and looks like corruption, he said, "I'd rather not have you ask the question, but I let you ask it. I didn't have to answer this question. I could have walked away." And then he just talked about not the corruption, not the appearance of corruption. But he just said, we're number one in crypto in the whole world. Remember what Donald Trump sued CBS and its parent company about? Selective editing of Kamala Harris's interview. Donald Trump's interview was well over an hour. It aired at 28 minutes. Weird, hmm? And the, quote, full uploaded Trump interview cut out this part that I'm talking about, the one that was uploaded to YouTube that was supposed to be the uncut, cut out this very exchange where Norm O'Donnell's like, so you're not concerned about the appearance of corruption? And he says, I'd rather have you not ask the question. I don't have to answer this. I could have walked away. But we're number one in crypto. Who's the we here? The billionaire class? The hedge funds? The mega corporations? When Donald Trump says we, he's not talking about us. He's talking about his family and other mega rich donors. I'm just going to end this afternoon. CJ's, my conservative friend, is still texting me. And it's weird to me that he doesn't see the bigger picture, because he just texted me. Not one caller has called about the Great Gatsby party. No, CJ, every caller has been calling about the Great Gatsby party. Every caller pointing out the ridiculous display, the disgusting displays of wealth that this president thinks makes him look, I don't know, strong. That is gross. It is gross in moments like these. Wanted to, lastly, take this point up that Jim from Appleton texted in right before last break. Thanks so much for this, Jim. He's texting in on the WISS text line. Jim says this, I am very independent politically. The first thing that I want done if Democrats are able to retake any branch of government is a blitz attack with whatever may be remaining of our active anti-trust laws. There are far too many monopolies in this country. Here's a fact. You look up agriculture, groceries, steel, beef, soy. I don't care what it is. Consumer products, electronics, housing, whatever you want to look up, and go look at how that industry has consolidated over the last 40 years. In every industry where we middle-class people have to buy things, it is more consolidated now than it has been since when? Ah, yes, the time of Great Gatsby and the Gilded Age. And that is part of the problem. It is ironic for people that talk about the free market and capitalism and like to claim to be capitalists that they're permitting monopolies and the near cornering of certain markets by these mega corporations and then passing more tax cuts for these same mega corporations that are engaging in small and medium-sized business crushing, anti-competitive price gouging, and other anti-capitalist behaviors. So Jim, my independent friend from Appleton listening on WISS, I could not agree with you more. If you are about small and medium-sized businesses and the middle class, guess what you are for? Robust, pro-competition regulation and regulators to enforce that. Make sure customers have the benefit of active competition. I'm going to leave that there for this afternoon. We got Pete Schwab coming up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But remember, it's always better when we stand together.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.